Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my BA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the stuff that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Petty. Sarah is the co-author of Worth Every Penny, an outstanding book on marketing. She's the director, the founder, I should say, of The Joy of Marketing, which is an outstanding marketing organization. She's a multi-business owner and entrepreneur extraordinaire and one of our smartest marketing experts. Sarah, thanks again for hanging out with us. Tell us how we can find you guys online in the book, too, please.
Yeah, thejoyofmarketing.com and wortheverypennybook.com.
All right, so check that out. Sarah, in the previous segment, folks, Sarah was telling us about how she got noticed. She got her children, helped her children get noticed and get backstage at a Taylor Swift concert, and by being extraordinary and exceptional, but also the story of how that company, the Taylor Swift company, basically the small business, had developed a strategy to reach out and touch her best customers, right?
Yeah, that's the small, brilliant lesson that this kid, you know, created. She wants the people who love her the most. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't do that for the people who pay $1,200 to $2,000 to sit in the front row.
Right.
It's not about that, because everyone's emailing me as they're finding out, where did you sit? What were your seats? Well, we were way up high.
Right. Right.
And we just got noticed because we had these giant illuminated signs that said red 13 and heart. And we had a huge group, whereas a lot of people made little signs,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, she couldn't see them. She could not miss our group.
Right.
Because we were so big and the signs were so big. And she created this little club. It's called Club Red, and it's underneath this stage. And it's decked out like a little, you know, I mean, there's a photo booth. They had brownies and drinks.
Let's tell the audience about how you found her and her family, because I think it's important for people to hear this. How did she behave around the kids?
Oh, my gosh. She walked into this room like she was a friend, and it was a small group. Literally, there were fewer than 20 of us who got mm-hmm. to go back there. So mm-hmm. there were about three groups that were picked, and all her dancers were there. And she just walked around the room. She hugged the kids, signed their cell phones, and she gave them big, giant bear hugs, token hugs. Yeah, and just was so kind. Signed their shirts. We all got pictures.
Yeah.
And then she moved on to the next group, and we're standing there talking to dancers, taking pictures. And then we were sort of talking in our group, and this gal walked up and introduced herself. And we realized, oh, my gosh, you're Taylor Swift's mom.
Wow.
And we moms sat and visited with her for literally 20 minutes, and mm-hmm. she was so delightful. I said, what's it like being Taylor Swift's mom? And she said, it's really surreal because we're just, you know, we're just people.
Regular
like
folks.
Everyone else that just got swept up in this whole big thing. And and she's just, you know, said Taylor has really taken the role on of being a mentor of these young girls. And,
folks, the reason you might be saying, well, what's this got to do with my small business? Let me tell you what's thick in this story. The story is thick with stories, with message of values. You're a mom. You now are convinced of the values of Taylor Swift and her organization, and that makes you want your daughters to be more associated with that. And so, as a customer, you're attracted to those values. This is the kind of thing that people are looking for more than ever before. Sarah, as you know, they can buy your products anywhere. They can buy products like yours anywhere. They can get a better price maybe somewhere else. But they're looking for you to demonstrate your values, because that's what people are looking for now. They don't look for products. They're looking for people that they want to associate with. What do you think?
Absolutely. Identity as a brand is what you look like. So many people recognize Taylor Swift. They recognize all these stars. But your brand is how people feel about you. And she's creating these feelings out there among her strongest fans. So she's got these people out there being advocates for her. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, I'm sitting here talking to you and your audience about the power of her brand, as well as many other people. And let's face it, it's got to be hard to have that kind of success at 14, 15 years old.
Right.
And the criticism these kids take, and a lot of these young kids turn into a get that attitude of, hey, you raise your kids, my parents are raising me. And she took that job on of, hey, you know, I'll take the criticism, but I'm still going to give your kids a good lesson.
Well, and she's
them.
Working in an industry that can be pretty ugly, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
It's basically guerrilla warfare, some of the stuff that goes on. It's about as nasty and as ugly, some of it is. And for her to be able to have been in that industry now for several years, and to still be able to demonstrate these kinds of values. Folks, this is the kind of thing that your customers are looking for for you, from you as a small business owner. And Sarah, this is the only way small businesses are going to compete with the big boxes, through their values. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because you can make those choices.
Yeah.
Big companies just are, you know, make this big policy and everybody has to stick to it. That's how they compete.
Yep.
They use price, they drive masses in, and you can't have that same type of value associated with it.
Sarah, give us your website one more time, please.
TheJoyOfMarketing.com.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Sarah Petty, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun when Sarah joined us. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.